In 2021, a song bashing the President of the United States kicked world-renowned Adele out of the number one spot on the music charts. Since then, the self-proclaimed most censored rapper in America continues to write and produce songs, which shines the spotlight on the corrupt politicians on both sides of the aisle. I'm Skynell Hughes, and on this episode of 360 View, we are going to have a conversation with rapper Bryson Gray and the reaction of not only his family, but also the world since the release of his song, Trump is Your President. Let's get started. ...31-year-old Bryson Gray has opened for acclaimed artists like 50 Cent. And he found himself in the middle of a pop culture storm when a song went viral in 2020 promoting Donald Trump, in which addresses lyrics all of the modern conversations like gun control, immigration, and of course the stereotype of the typical Trump voter being white. Joining me now is Bryson Gray himself in studio. Such an honor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, I want to start off with obvious, the Trump is Your President song, because it was a hit. It went viral. Levels, even though your first song about Trump or politics didn't even hit. There are hundreds of songs about Donald Trump since 2015. Some of them are real interesting. None of them rose to the level of success across multiple genres like yours did. Why do you think your song gained this much popularity so quickly?
I honestly don't know. So I was going viral because of an interview I did. Cause I used to walk around with a big MAGA hat on to prove the point that I could do whatever I want. And like, cause people used to threaten me, that used to run from me.
Okay, why would they threaten you? Why would they run from you?
Because I was popular where I'm from in North Carolina. And like, so I used to perform at all the HBCUs with people like J. Cole. I used to perform with Future, you know what I'm saying, 2 Chainz, all these people. So when I came out supported Trump, and people already, I was already controversial for my biblical views, people thought I like turned on the culture.
Okay.
So it had a crazy effect.
Turned on the culture. Go into that. What does that mean? Because you hear that so many times when you talk about African Americans that are voting for Trump or conservatives or Christians even sometimes, which is so odd to me considering how faith-based so many are. What is turn on your culture?
Well, so in the black culture, when you grow up, everybody knows to vote Democrat. You don't know why. You don't know who. You just know you're supposed to vote Democrat because how we view it is Democrats are for the minorities and people that aren't rich, and Republicans are only for the rich and people that aren't minorities. So that's how it was taught to us growing up. And you get that by your grandma to your mama to you.
But you can see where that would come from in history. You see that traditionally the Democratic Party has been known to take care of. It's changed, though, I think. Well, I think that's the difference. I mean, it has been the one to take care of necessary, where Republicans are like, keep the money for themselves sometimes. They have that reputation.
People think that, but it hasn't actually been that way. Like, if you actually look at history, there was a time where black people vote was more split. But then the LBG Goldwater, that's where it turned like overwhelmingly Democrat. But even before that, you gotta think about it. The KKK literally came from the Democrats. I know people think that's a talking point, but it's literally true. Every single founder of the KKK was a Democrat. Margaret Sanger was a Democrat. She gave speeches to the women's sex of the KKK. Republicans abolished slavery. Every first black person in politics came, they all were Republicans. 100% of them were Republicans. So the history of Republican and Democrats is really more split than what you think. But when the Civil Rights Act is what really did it, and LBJ signed it. But if people actually look at the true history of the Civil Rights Act, there was multiple. You know what I'm saying? Goldwater actually supported the first Civil Rights Act, and LBJ was against it. But the one that got signed, Goldwater thought it was unconstitutional because it was forcing things that he felt like it was an overreach by government. And then LBJ signed it into law, and that's what pretty much set it in stone. LBJ said, I'm going to have black people vote Democrat for 200 years. He ain't used the term black people, though. He used a different term I can't say on the show.
And I appreciate you not saying that. I mean, we've got great editors, but even that. But that's what gets me. That's so good. You said turn on your culture. The fact that that was the culture that was put into that point, that seems almost like they expect everybody to march in line with a certain thought on that process. So what was the thought when you turned on your culture? What kind of backlash did you get?
Well, the first one was my parents, because my parents thought there was already rumbles of people not working with me anymore. My parents thought I was throwing my music career away for something that didn't matter. Like, who cares about politics, you know what I'm saying? And you don't have to say your biblical views out loud. You know, never talk about religion and politics, you know the old saying. So they thought the radio station was gonna stop playing my music. Cause the radio station, I had a song on the radio where I'm from in 2017. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that long
ago.
And
that's big, that's huge. Yeah. And when somebody you're trying to break into, it's not an easy industry to break into. So yeah. I could see where your parents would be going, hold on, you're throwing your, for what? What are you gonna be able to do as an individual, a black man from North Carolina? How are you going to make a difference in the movement? So now, you got that backlash from your family. Your grandmother was even—
Black Panther.
A Black Panther.
I come from a line of Black Panthers, yeah.
So it's a whole line, so you can see from the family. But then all of a sudden, your song went even more viral internationally than I think even you were probably expecting when you put it out there. So what was it, do you think, that this song made people gravitate to it? Because there's a little bit, there's anger in the song. The lyrics have some anger on it as well.
Yeah, ironically enough, Trump is the President is probably one of my least favorite songs I made. But it's because the song isn't as meaningful as my other music. But it is catchy. The beat catchy, I feel like the hook is catchy, and I feel like that's why a lot of people got into it. And honestly, it was TikTok. Like, because I had a song called MAGA Boy that Donald Trump retweeted when I started the MAGA Challenge, and everybody was pinning their own raps to it. Jimmy Kimmel talked about it, you know what I'm saying? So that's when one of my songs actually started going viral. And then I tried to do MAGA Challenge Part 2 of Trump is Your President, and it didn't go viral. In the beginning, it was very interesting. I'm like, I thought this song was pretty catchy. Then next thing I know, I just woke up one day and everybody was posting it and everybody was talking about it because of TikTok. So honestly, I don't know why it went viral or who gravitated towards it, but.
It definitely became the anthem for several years there, for 2 years, 3 years. But it also has to do with the person themselves. And obviously you said Trump retweeted your first song, but then I think Donald Trump Jr., the second song. So then it brings us to Trump. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because we talked a little bit about your background and obviously your opinions. Do you believe it is this message or the man, as in Trump himself, which makes the MAGA crowd so powerful and feared by Democrats and also by the industry when a song like yours goes viral and kicks Adele out of her top spot? Do you think that's why they're so big in making sure that that is not put out, that that narrative is never allowed to be challenged?
Well, I think the movement, the MAGA movement, I feel like in the beginning, not so much lately, but in the beginning, I feel like it was truly an anti-establishment movement, because at that time, everybody viewed Trump as anti-establishment. Like, you know how you have heroes and you have anti-heroes? You know what I'm saying? Like the people that's like,
I think Taylor Swift wrote a song, Anti-Heroes. I mean, that's...
Yeah, she's cringe. but what's the, it was a movie that just came out, and he was sort of an anti-hero with The Rock in it.
Right. Oh, yes. We'll put that in.
We know which one it is, but he was sort of like an anti-hero.
Black Adam.
And he was sort of like an anti-hero, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's how a lot of us view Trump, like who we truly need there, who's anti-establishment, who's gonna say what needs to be said no matter what the press does. And I feel like that's what made a lot of people rally behind him in the first place, and that's what started the movement. Like, so, you know.
Well, you mentioned it's kind of shocking because you were a black man with a MAGA hat that was a conservative and you had a conservative song going out. How do you feel about identity politics and the idea that your skin color actually puts you in this line with a certain political party? Shouldn't we be open? Aren't we pushing open-mindedness about everything right now? Why not this?
I mean, I agree, but I'm not black, according to Joe Biden, right? Because I didn't vote for him, so I'm definitely not black. But the open-mindedness thing, like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not open-minded at all, because I believe in one thing, and that's called the Bible. And to me, that's right. What the Bible calls wrong is wrong. What the Bible calls right is right. So I wouldn't call myself open-minded. But for the people that claim to be tolerant, that claim to be open-minded, these are all the people that's in my DMs right now sending me death threats for saying I should go hang myself or something. Like, that's what these people say, but then they say they're the open-minded ones. They're so tolerant. We're so mean. But have you seen what they say? Like, perfect example. They'll push body positivity, right? But if Lizzo was a conservative, they'll be calling her all the fat jokes you can think of in your mind. Do you see what I'm saying? So these people don't play by any real rules because they're godless and they have no real morals. So of course they're not gonna have open-mindedness about a black person with a different opinion.
How was your response from, you said your family, but outside of that, the black community themselves? Did you have people that were coming up to you openly saying, I support you, or even behind the scenes going, I actually agree with you, but I can't say it for fear that I would get the same backlash that you have?
Not at first. At first, it was me versus everybody. And to be honest, it was kind of fun. but before I went viral on Facebook, it was me versus everybody where I'm from. It was like me versus 50 people in the comments. It was so fun. But what's funny is it started like a year ago, year and a half ago. So many people started coming up to me. You was right. You know, when I visit home, I go to the same places I used to go. So I go to the soul food restaurants. And I know all the owners from when I used to do music. And then they started coming up to me like, nah, bro, you was right, bro. We should have listened to you. Like, I wish my fiance was here so she could tell you, like, last time she came, everybody that saw me, you know what, bro, I thought you was crazy at first. But nah, you was right. So it's like now everybody loves it. Like now it's like everybody respect it because I stood on what I said.
You know, I talk to a lot of black conservatives often, and one of the number one things they call them is an Uncle Tom, that they're traitor to that side of it. When those remarks come at you, more importantly, I'm more the younger generation. You are seeing a group of younger, of all different communities coming out with different opinions than what the narrative has been. How do you combat that? What kind of advice do you give to people when that kind of hatred comes towards them? How do they handle it?
It depends on people's personality, because people call me too harsh, right? But I'm from the black community. I mean, to be honest, we're harsh. Have you heard us joke on each other? You know what I'm saying? So you have to be yourself and not try to be what you think you're supposed to be, if that makes sense. Because a lot of people will try to play a character because they think that character will convince whatever their group is. I mean, I'm going to speak for the black community, because that's where I'm from. But if you yourself and don't back down, that's really more respected. It might not seem like it in a moment. Too many people want that instant gratification. That's not how it works. It's supposed to be about planting seeds. It's rare that you're gonna change somebody's mind on the spot. That's really not how it works. You know what I'm saying? You gotta plant seeds, and then when they come back 6 months later or a year later, then that's when that seed planted grows. So don't focus on necessarily arguing. And trust me, I'm very aggressive. But most people I talk to are the same way. So they don't view it as, you know what I'm saying, a bad thing. So just make sure you yourself and try to plant seeds. Don't try to force them to be on your side at that exact moment.
And that's a great way to handle it. Okay, so let's get back to actually what we're actually talking about, which is this song, and censorship, because I think this is probably a very important topic to you and the continued outreach that you have. Tell me about being censored both in America as your video was banned on YouTube. Did you know of this happening prior to you having the experience with it, that this was happening to others? And, or did you even believe that was just, you know, one of those things that people just said it wasn't actually true until it happened to you?
No, so I believed it because I saw it. I just didn't believe it would happen with music.
Okay. What's the difference between music and a political opinion, in your opinion, or people talking?
Because when you look at the history of music, especially hip-hop, Eminem has had his drama. N.W.A. had this drama. And it ruled that they should be able to say what they want to say. Like, music is supposed to be a safe space for freedom of speech, especially hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So when they started banning my songs, I was very shocked. I'm like, I'm not cursing, though. I'm not talking about sex. I'm not talking about drugs. I'm not talking about a girl shaking her butt and me throwing money at her. I'm not talking about selling drugs. I'm talking about my biblical views and politics. So I was shocked that it came to music. It was crazy to me.
And it kind of makes you question what their real agenda is when they ban songs like that. Like you said, it wasn't promoting any sort of immoral behavior, any sort of violent behavior. It was just talking about thinking, and that's actually what was more dangerous and endangered to them, to people like YouTube and the social media platforms.
It's crazy because, like, Trump Is Your President is probably my least controversial song in my entire catalog. They banned it on TikTok. Like literally, it was like over 100,000 people did a video to it. They banned every, you know what I'm saying? It's gone. I'm like, Trump Is Your President?
And they're willing to lose money ever, because as we know, every click is a dollar sometimes in their pocket.
Yep.
Brandon, I want to continue this conversation, and I want to continue talking about, because after this break, we are going to have a conversation with Bryson and ask him about all this backlash he's received, and if free speech, in his opinion, still actually exist in the United States, and what that actually means to other countries are holding so dear to the principle. You will not want to miss.
The Russian state-controlled narrative.
Als Teil der Sanktionen gegen Russland gehen die westlichen Länder gegen russische Auslandssender vor.
Mais écoutez, monsieur, c'est pas à vous de décider de qui est journaliste ou pas dans ce pays. On est en France, quoi. C'est pas possible.
We will ban in the European Union the Kremlin's media machine. The state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik.
RT, Sputnik, even our video agency, roughly, all banned on YouTube.
Et merci à vous tous pour votre fidélité et votre soutien.
Волынь – это особая территория на Украине. Территория, все время находящаяся так или иначе под контролем противоборствующих сил. К 1939 году поляки составляли примерно 15-20% населения Волыни.
Когда был атак на Союз Советский, в том же атаку również брали уже два батальона украинских националистов.
Морды массовые, подчас которых нищено целое все Волынское, распочались в лютом 1943 года.
Они верили в то, что таким образом они движутся к созданию украинского государства независимого, моноэтничного, такого, какое они хотели видеть.
Українських націоналістів, тобто власне донців опублікував, там же не завагавши доконати жодної зброї на своїм противнику, якщо того хоче вимагав добру України. І то є огромна просьба своєї життєвості мати.
Okay, we are back, and I want to continue this chat with rapper Bryson Gray, who says he has been the most censored rapper in America, which I find to be very curious because I've listened to your music. I've had to go and prep for this. You're right. There's no sex, no drugs, no promotion of violence, no promotion of activities that I would not want my children or myself to be involved with, and yet you've continuously seen sort of this stoppage on all social media platforms. You go to one and they do it. So let's start off with, did your music find popularity in other parts outside of the United States, even prior to this, but especially once you found that you released your songs about the president and politics?
I mean, a lot of people from the UK contact me. A lot of people from everywhere, you'll get here and there, they'll be like, I'm from this place. And you'll be like, how did you even hear my music? What is happening? But that's the power of social media. So it is pretty interesting.
It's a small world sometimes, and that's been the good news. But I also feel like that's part of the reason why it was so important to restrict. Because as much as it fears the American government, I know other governments are fearful of people actually expressing something different from what the narrative might be. You know, artists do go into music because they want to be loved. Or, I mean, they say it's for the art, but the reality is they really want some sort of positive response, most typically to their music. Your music is loved and popular, but only amongst kind of a certain group right now. In fact, I think it's safe to say it's kind of also loathed by an even bigger population. You probably don't lose much sleep over it at night.
No, I love it.
Would you recommend other artists in other countries actually taking a stand against the mainstream, both clinical and cultural views? And what would your advice be to those artists who said, you know what, I want to go against what the narrative, what the majority of people are saying, and put it into a music form?
Do it, because one of the main aspects of my music is It is for the art, because I love making music, but it's not really for the art. It's to inspire boldness. So my goal is to push Christian propaganda, right? Sort of use the left terminology there. And I am trying to inspire boldness. I do have an agenda. It's to inspire boldness. Well, first off, it's to get people to believe in God, and then that will inspire boldness. But for other people to do it, too. Speak out. If it's against your government, speak out. If it's for your faith, speak out. Do it, especially through music, because music is the one thing that can bring everybody together. So I'm saying, like, no disrespect, but like even somebody like Trump, very popular. Trump can't inspire people as much as music can. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So music is probably the greatest art form we have to reach other people, and I think everybody should use it, especially for meaningful things.
Well, since you brought up Trump, we have, and this is kind of one of part of the focus of the show. Are you still buckled into this Trump train. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things. That was an easy answer. In 24, there are other candidates who are starting to get in. One, why are you no longer so impassionate about this president and what would, or the past president, and could he do anything to get you back on that train?
So the reason why is because I've been following Trump for a while. And how I viewed Trump is I don't care about the media. I don't. All I care about is the truth. I'm going to say the truth no matter what. I'm going to drain the swamp. You know what I'm saying? And all of these things. But then if you really look, was the swamp drained? Matter of fact, he had a bunch of people that were so loyal to him, and then he fired all of them for the swamp. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at, as a person who was in this city on a specific day in January, look at all the people, like I feel like we all got tossed to the side like rag dolls. And then he's hosting LGBT parties at Mar-a-Lago to celebrate Joe Biden policies. And then let's not even get on the jabby jab, the Fauci ouchie, the shot. All that stuff, it's just a little bit too much for me. Because to be honest, the older I got, and I become more of a one-issue voter, and that's God. Because when I voted for Trump, I didn't view him as a lesser of two evils. I viewed him as the good. And now people are trying to tell me I should vote for the lesser of two evils. I can't biblically justify voting for the lesser of two evils. Trump is cool. I don't like Trump as much as I like Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not even close. It's not nowhere near close. So if somebody does things actively that's against the word of God, then I'm going to call it out. I do it on the left all the time. I call out rapper Lecrae for the same thing. If I can call out other Christians and people say, don't do the same thing for Trump, I would be a hypocrite. Sorry, can't do it.
Well, so what other candidates are there right now?
Because, none.
Okay, so there's none. So then what are you going to do?
I mean, we'll see when we get there. But I mean,
there's still 4 March, but they're starting to line up.
Yeah, but I'm not even against not doing anything or write in something. You know what I'm saying? Or find a third-party candidate that's probably going to lose, but at least I'll feel good and not walk out of there feeling like I feel dirty. Listen, I have to sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? And I've never been depressed in my life, and it's probably because I'm myself all the time. And I don't plan on ever being depressed. So I can't go into this little worldly thing, you know what I'm saying, where, no, you have to do this, because what if the Democrats win? Listen, the Democrats are winning in the most important aspect, and that's culture. In my opinion, politics play a role in economics, which is why Trump will be the best candidate even right now, even against DeSantis. DeSantis is doing good in Florida, but I still think Trump is better for the economy, because we've already seen what he can do in 2024. But when we look at culture, that's way more important than this political crap. Because if you look up any aspect of history, look up every writing from every communist, they know they have to attack the culture. They know this. So when these liberals are pushing all these crazy agendas on your kids through the TV shows, in the schools, through the music, through movies, that is way more important than politics, period. And conservatives still don't seem to truly grasp that. You know what I'm saying?
But do they have an option? Is there is it realistic to think that current conservatives could actually affect the culture, especially considering the values that conservatives supposedly embrace that they want to push? Could those actually be popular mainstream values one day again? You do believe that?
Well, I know that because if anybody, like, and I'm using the black community for an example. If anybody actually go into the black community and talk to people, leave politics out of it. Just talk about values. You'll find out quickly how conservative all of America is. Right? And then we proved that we can change the culture when Let's Go Brandon came out, right? Like you said, beat Adele on the charts. Top 40, Hot 100 Billboard charts. A lot of people might not know what that means, but anybody that knows a slither about music knows that is actually historic for an independent song about politics.
No record label pushing it.
No record label.
No media campaign.
I spent a whopping $0 to promote the song. And it beat Adele on the charts. Top 40, Hot 100. Billboard, their whole staff did an article afterwards. And a lot of people missed it. They did an article. And they said, we worried about this. Do we think this will continue? Because they were worried. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, this is probably a one-off thing. And they were right. It hasn't happened that big again. You know what I'm saying? But they were scared. They did a whole article about how scared they were. So we can do it. I just don't think, I feel like conservatives are more willing to donate money to a politician than to push the cultural side of things because it's just what they're more comfortable with and what they're used to.
Well, you talked about how populist was, and we mentioned how social media, every click is usually a dollar in somebody's pocket, whether and not usually the content creator gets a small, minute part of it. What does it say to you that some of these platforms are willing to lose money, because obviously your work is popular, they're willing to ban you, lose money, just because of a narrative that they want to hold dearly to?
The agenda is...
Is it that scary?
Yes, the agenda is more important, because right now, they have the kids. That's why people, I don't know if you saw a story recently, but people were caught in an email thread literally pushing, telling kids to explore their gender. You know what I'm saying? In the school system. So the left already have the kids. They don't want anybody else telling them to do something different because they already got them locked in for the most part. So they have to stop people from telling them to do something different. And I'm going to use Andrew Tate. I think Andrew Tate needs to repent because he's a degenerate. You know what I'm saying? I don't think sleeping around with a bunch of women is the right thing. But don't get it confused. They banned him. He didn't break any guidelines. They banned him because people were actually... He was the most popular person in the world for like 3 months. So they banned him because his message was telling men to be men and manly. They don't want. They want to emasculate men. They want every man to be painted nails, dress on, feminine. You know what I'm saying? So they had to get Andrew Tate out of there because he was pushing a different narrative. So yes, the narrative is that important.
Going back to it, how do you fight the censorship? How do you get over it? Because unfortunately, now that they know, now they've caught on, are you fear that we're never going to be able to have freedom of speech again, not only in the U.S. and other countries that are watching us?
I think it's going to get worse because the Bible tells us to, but we can fight it. The only hard part is how to get people to understand that it's going to require us to do more work. You see what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of these other people, getting on Netflix is just so normal. You know what I'm saying? Getting on Twitter or Instagram without it glitching every single day is just so normal. You know what I'm saying? These other places that don't have the same amount of funding, sometimes it glitch a little bit more. But if you stay with them, that's why I created allccg.com for the same reason. All of our content on there is our platform. Can't get banned. But people have a problem paying that $7 a month to us versus paying it to Netflix. So.
Well, that's a great conversation with you. Thank you very much for the work that you're doing. And we'll continue to keep up with you.
Thank you.
So George Washington, known as the father of the United States, famously said, "If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." Well, now, obvious censorship by a government is easy to identify, and it's easy to create backlash for it. But tactics have changed. And now it seems there's more of a subversive approach to limiting freedom of speech in the United States. And I imagine the same goes for around the world. By making private corporations and industries like the media and social media platforms create the pressure to cause submission or face isolation, then the government can claim they are not in violation of restricting freedom of speech. Win-win for them. Plus, knowing the same people who would cry about restrictions on freedom of speech would also be highly against governments creating parameters for private business. This is a situation for oppressive behavior to have the ultimate win. This type of manipulation is extremely hard to combat. And with economic ties being so strong to the government lately for most corporations and even media platforms, the idea of a capitalistic freedom today is almost as much a pillar of the past as the freedom of speech. The answer only is found with the most courageous and those who are willing to risk it all. And even then, I can't guarantee the results will never be what once was known. I'm Skynell Hughes, and this has been your 360 View. Thanks for watching.